Damn, I feel like I was off the jack. What you say with the greetings?
I don't like to say good morning because, you know, when niggas get a little woke, we say, you say morning, we don't mourn. You know what I mean? We don't wake up mourning. We wake up greeting the day, you know? It's a grand rising and shit. I ain't super conscious, but I'm trying to be.
Hey, man. But yeah, you're on the check-in with Straight From The Chair with Bryce of Bryce Davis Media. I got my co-host with me, the barber with the bow tie, Vargas to my left, which may be your right. Yeah, right. I don't know. And we got some topics to talk about, man. I like to talk about the difference between tricking and providing for men. You know, when you're out with your lady, what's the difference when you tricking on somebody versus doing, you know, providing, adding value to the household income and things like that in a relationship?
Oh, man, shit. I'm a little older than you. For real, from my knowledge, tricking comes from the industry of pimping and pandering. You know what I mean?
Pandering.
The idea was to trick a man into giving him money without even having sex with him. You know what I mean? That's where tricking came from.
But in the context of a relationship, when y'all two are together.
In context of a relationship, tricking doesn't exist.
Like, you don't believe buying hair and nails. I'm not saying that it is or isn't, but
the traditional relationship doesn't even exist anymore, for real, for real. But, in a relationship, that ain't tricking. That's kind of landscaping. You know what I mean?
You're landscaping.
Yeah. Like, you think of it, your woman, quote unquote, and this might offend some women, but your woman is your property. You know what I mean? You want to keep her groomed. Okay. You want to keep her. You want to keep self-care. You want to contribute to her self-care.
So would you say that it's a man's responsibility to do that, though?
I don't know. That's between the man and that's between individuals in that relationship.
Because I feel like that's where the lines of tricking and providing kind of comes in at. I mean, we all know providing is the essentials, like food, gas, bills getting paid, things like that. But, you know, as far as tricking, to me, chicken's like buying unnecessary things in a relationship to keep the woman happy when you don't necessarily need to. Like I said, I don't think buying hair and nails is necessarily tricking, but I don't think that it's a requirement neither. Like, you just gotta do this and that when you're with somebody, especially if it's something that they want and, you know, provides no real value, depending on your space in life.
So check this.
Okay.
Check this. Like, so anytime I am in any kind of conversation, when we in the shop, you know, when I'm with my friends or family, when I'm with my kids, if I have to, you know, I like to get down to the root of the word. We say provider versus tricking. Now, some shit is just contextual. You know what I mean? We take shit for, or we use terms in the context, but not really by definition, so to speak. So I always define words. So tricking. Because we ain't got time to guess. So the word tricking has multiple meanings, according to Google. It says deceiving or fooling someone. We gonna keep it that simple. But for example, Dean tricked the old lady into giving him $800. So a provider doesn't have to be tricked.
Right.
A provider assumes a responsibility, and within that responsibility, the requirements are set, like the expectation, not requirements, but the expectations are set. You know what I mean? So if my lady is making more than me, I am still her provider. She might not consider something like me paying for her nails a big thing. She just might want to make sure the food, the groceries are paid for, the electricity paid for. That's provider shit. You know what I mean? That's provider shit.
But I mean, I think you defined it pretty well earlier on when you said that in a relationship, nothing's really tricking.
Right.
I might have to get back on that one, but for the most part, I could see that.
Okay.
Now, OnlyFans, you know, the girls on there is making a million. I don't know if you've seen the pay stubs that they be posting online.
You know, I don't be on social media like that.
Yeah, they're making stupid money on there. So to me, that's tricking, obviously, because, you know.
Deceiving by definition of tricking.
But,
deceiving or fooling someone. by definition of tricking, deceiving or fooling someone. Well, even though we're talking about OnlyFans, yeah, you got to register for that shit.
Possibly. It depends on what you got in the description.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, it's kind of like strippers. You know, I'll tell you that story back when we went to Diamonds and we got the shower joint. They said they was going to do this, that, and the third. Mind you, I was mad young and none of that happened.
Right, right.
So it was deceit to get your money. To
now,
see it
that's
happen.
Tricky. You know what they say, young and dumb and full of cum, for real. But yeah.
And Diamonds is full of, there's a lot of skinny joints up there.
I'm not
and
going.
I like thicker joints, you right, know what I'm saying? Right, especially right, right. At a strip club. Like, right, why? Because
right. You want to see it bounce and shake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now, I didn't see, they came up with the new term slim thick. You know
slim
what I mean?
Slim thick, okay.
I didn't see some of that where they about 145.
145.
You know what I mean? Maybe, okay. Maybe five.
On their way
six,
of trying
five,
to come
four.
Thick.
Right,
know,
right,
you know,
right.
Shape to them, okay. Yeah, no, nah, that's for sure. Shoot, man.
But if you don't juice, you should. This shit here, it's real. But OnlyFans, it's popular because it's another way for niggas to get their freak off. We love yeah. Women, you know, and some of us like to be passive aggressive when it comes to women. We still want to be pleased by the sight of women.
Right, right,
the
right,
thought
right,
of women,
right.
You know what I mean?
You agree with like BBLs and implants? Because I actually don't got an issue with implants, you know. In the past, I did. But as I got older, like, that's what makes you, you know, feel more comfortable
you
about your
body.
You
know any bras with fake titties?
Personally?
Like, have you ever slept with a bra with titty implants?
I don't think
that
so.
That you know of?
I don't think so. But sometimes you don't know.
Right, right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? That's why I say I know something in real life. But, you know.
Right. They got the titty game down packed. They've been doing that shit for 50 years. Now.
Yeah.
You know what
now
I mean? Like,
BBLs is getting a little out of control. Well, I don't know if you've seen them, but.
I mean, I got some friends that I know that actually, and some of them look better than others.
Yeah.
My thing is, I wouldn't want my woman to be that insecure. Mm. I wouldn't want my woman to be that insecure. I think that's a.
Hold on, so is breast implants insecure?
Not necessarily.
No. Nah,
because I think when they Dolly Parton, that might have been honestly a sales tack marketing. You know what I mean? Because okay. We know Dolly Parton for her titties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Persephone's who be with Big Ja, all that's natural. She holds that shit.
What
well.
If your girl wanted Huh? What if your girl wanted implants?
Well, I was going to some natural shit. My bad, y'all. I don't. So implants, if it makes her look more like a woman, I know some women who are totally flat chested.
Yeah.
And it's so I think women like that should not feel bad about doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
if you a chick who like don't have no titties though, you know what I mean, and you want
built
to
like a boy, yeah.
Right? That's different. Basically. Ass.
I'm talking shit.
You know what I mean? Ass. I don't think it's that serious. I think that has to be natural. I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does.
Now I'm with you. I'm like BBLs does feel more insecure.
Right.
I know
right.
It sounds like hypocritical to say that breast implants aren't. Oh, I'm saying it is, but you know, BBLs just seems a little more extreme.
And then you got to consider women who have overcome and survived breast cancer. They had to get rid of their shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They shouldn't have to go through life not looking like the woman they are or were because of that situation. You feel me? Like, so, you know, shout out to breast implants. They
what
do
you think about when women say that it's our fault that they're out here getting procedures done?
Hey, I know women who will tell you, you know, well, I can't say that. I've been in situations where I've seen women getting dressed to outstage other women. Not to look good for no man, because they might already have a man. So yeah. Women look good for women. They compete, I believe, yeah. They compete against each other, not us. Just like men, we out here, we only making money for the woman. Now, don't get it twisted. Some of us are hunter-gatherers. So in these days and times, we getting our money. We hunting by growing stocks and creating businesses that way. But most men, they hustle to be glamorous for women.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
Why we got clothes on.
Right.
That's why, I mean, I ain't got no logos on, but that's why our clothes got logos on it, because, you know, it to me is a status symbol, and a lot of times really trying to attract a woman with our status, or even other men, like if you're looking to do business with somebody, what's the best way of knowing that, you know, I'm not saying like you can judge somebody's pockets based off of how they dress, but you know, if they dress a certain way, they carry themselves a certain way, you're gonna have more trust for them. You wanna, you know, probably do more business with them versus somebody that got like a big ass white tee on and, you know what I'm saying, a do-rag.
It just depends on when and where, you know, because I know guys like that who, you know, and I'm in the middle of construction, the shop, so I'm always kind of looking a little grubby because I've been painting and sanding and cutting wood type shit.
Oh,
You know what it is, but no, I think I know guys who can walk into a bank looking like a dope dealer and talk that talk and get what he needs. Cause in the bottom and at the end of the day, when it comes to doing business, it's about credibility. You know what I mean? And for banks, if your credit score is what it is and you got a little money to put in there, they rocking with you.
I gotta say something though, because I see this meme online all the time. When people say Elon Musk or Bill Gates don't dress, like only poor people try to impress rich people by how they dress and vice versa.
Right.
I don't believe that's true at all. Like, I believe in, you say you do?
I agree with you.
Oh, okay. Because there's a such thing called confirmation bias where, you know, you look at the world through a certain lens to confirm your bias.
Right, right.
But yeah, people with money, you know, like for instance, we all know LA got Beverly Hills, Atlanta got, I forget the name of that neighborhood. It's about Atlantic Mall, I forget. It's the one where all the rich people live and I guarantee if you cruise through that neighborhood, you're not going to see a bunch of people wearing Walmart gear. Like, you're going to see people, right, you know, wearing, you know, what's at the mall, like all the Top Gear, you know, type shit. Like,
I saw this podcast with 50 and they was asking him, oh, it was Big Boy and 50.
Okay.
And Big Boy was asking him, and shout out to all my favorite podcasts, with Big Boy and 50. And he was asking 50, you know, do you go grocery shopping? He's like, yeah, nah. 50's like, nah. That don't require my presence, you know? And he's like,
get your assistant.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And he's looking at his gear. He's like, yeah, man, I can tell that that shirt ain't cheap. He's like, did you go shopping to buy that? He's like, nah, you know, I have people shop for me.
Yeah.
And I pick out what they bring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I say that to say also, a lot of them don't even have to pay for a lot of that shit they wear.
Yeah, I guess
they're endorsements, you know? Yeah. So it's a business. We out here spending money, but they making money wearing this shit.
Right. And that's another thing, like when brands get popular, a lot of times there's brand deals that we don't even know about unless the Forbes reported, you know, while somebody's rocking something. But for the most part, I never believe the notion that people that got money go out their way to not prove it to other people, because they do. That's like when I've heard, like when rappers are a jury and all that, like they're doing it to try to convince others they got money. Like throughout history, we always wore gold and jewelry and things like that, and it goes back to a status symbol. You know, it's a way to demonstrate your, you know.
Man, listen, it goes all the way back to tribal. Back in the days when, whether on the motherland or here with the indigenous, our feathers, you know what I mean? Our garbs, as colorful and bright as they are, was a status symbol, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However many feathers you had in your headpiece, however many, we had chains back then, turquoise.
They had, what's it called? The grills, the gold in their mouth, the pharaohs had the, diamonds and whatnot in their teeth when they would die.
Back
so that's been going on. Yeah, for sure. So I say all I have to say, man, I've just been seeing that too long, like, oh, don't dress to try to impress other people. Dress to impress other people, especially if you're coming up. Like, now, if you're in the position in life where you want to be at, nah, you ain't got to do all that. But, you know.
But also to add to that, though, a lot of us out here ain't got it. And we out here making it look like
So that's a good point.
Don't, man, I come from ratchetness, man. You know, unfortunately, I had parents that, you know, they'd rather have the fine china. Like, you came into a house, you wouldn't know we was poor because of the shit we had, but wasn't no food in the refrigerator, and sometimes the bills didn't get paid. Like, you know what I mean? When you stunting like that backwards, you know what I mean? That's where you
fucked up. That's one of the beauties of being a parent, though, is the kid not knowing. Like, don't get me wrong, I knew we was messed up, but you know, at the same time, as long as I could go to school and you couldn't tell, as long as that Adidas had three stripes and not four, they was cooking. Like, listen, third grade, if you had that extra stripe, it was over with. So, you know.
Listen, back in the days, they had these shoes called Elise. I don't know if they was everywhere, but in L.A., they was kind of like a spinoff of Reebok or something. Mm. But we would go to Tijuana. We would go down and get all our school clothes from Tijuana. And everything sold in Tijuana would have the backwards shit. Like, it would be Reebok, but it would be Kabor. You know what I mean? Like, it would be Reebok spelled backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we made it all the way to seventh grade before we really started noticing this.
Oh, yeah, junior high.
We was getting that spinoff shit.
So, if you make it past elementary, junior high, it's going to kick in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
you know, my mom couldn't dress me at all. So, I had to figure it out.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. My mom could dress us. Okay. And I had I got two younger brothers, you know what I mean? And, my mom would dress me and my younger brother like, and we 3.5 years apart. Yeah. And I used to hate, now that's what I used to hate, dressing like my little brother type shit. You know what I mean? But
you get the hand-me-down joints?
Nah, they'd be straight from, there's this place in LA, if you grew up in LA, there's a place called Zodi's. It was Zodi's before Woolworth. Zodi's and Woolworth came before Kmart and Walmart. So we used to go to Zodi's, man, and they would have all of,
I said, he taking us back.
All the way back, bro, in the early 80s type shit, you hear me? But, when you're a kid, you don't really know, you don't care until kids that know start pointing that shit out. You know what I mean?
Right. You got to pull your pants down a little bit lower to cover up that logo. Right. You know, that Jordan ain't that big.
Real talk.
Shoot, we had the Shaqs when I was younger. I mean, I never had a pair, but, you know, that was a shoe. To me, that was like the cool shoe if you couldn't afford. Because if you had on starter, you know, that was going to get on you. So Shaq, at least Shaq was like a basketball player. I mean, you still would get cooked for Shaq, but, you know, it was the next step up. And, you know.
Hey, listen, when I was in junior high, I mean, L.A. was a different breed because we had different kind of gangbanging kind of govern how niggas dressed. And so, you know, from the shoelaces to the type of shoe to the emblems on your shirts and hats, like that shit represented somebody's hood. So you couldn't really wear everything, you know what I mean? Nothing. But back then, Nike Cortez, when I was in junior high, Nike Cortez was the shit.
I got cooked for that too. Not cooked, but they was definitely hating on it, boy.
K-Swiss.
You seen the glitter joints? I understood it. The glitter Cortez.
Cortez, nah.
Yeah, okay. I had
gourmet right there. I don't.
Listen. I promise you. Oh, everything I love, the girls liked it. The glitter joint with the
exactly.
Blue.
Exactly. Gourmet. Yeah. That's what I say, gourmet, nigga.
Yeah. The girls liked it, though. It was just
that. So that was the era of Cam. Shout out to Cam.
Because
I fuck with Cam. I love that nigga Cam. But I was a grown man when the nigga was wearing pink. You know what I mean? So. I wasn't on the pink, Cam. I wasn't on the pink, bro. But I was still fucking with you.
Yeah,
L.A. nigga, though.
It's pink, though.
L.A. nigga went to school in Ohio, and I know Cam fucked with Ohio. Niggas mad love.
Yeah, you know.
Mad love Ohio, to Cam man. Columbus, you know what I mean? But, I wasn't fucking with that pink, Cam. I wasn't fucking with that pink.
This is the first, or not the first. I'm tripping. It's the official third episode, or we recorded two. I don't remember.
Hey, man, I don't even know which one, because they all are drops in the bucket. You know what I mean? We're going to call this one another drop in the bucket. You know what I mean? You know, we're going to keep getting better and keep coming at y'all with this barbershop shit.
Every week,
you know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, definitely we're going to pull you in, you know?
Yeah, so make sure that, you know, you check us out. We're dropping at least once a week for sure. You know, that consistency is going to be up and it's just going to keep getting better and better, just like that last batch. And once again, I'm Bryce Davis.
Hey, I'm the barber with the bow tie, Icons Barber and Beauty Salon, 313 Beauty Supply here in Xenia, Ohio. Right. Small town representing, baby.
Yeah, come check us out, man.